Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Ngibingelele eGwanda unjani umqando kidumelise manama thakadiya wabengo buvuma ntepe ngkhwalini kai ngibingelele lase Beit Prishintima siyari abudi ngibingelele njalo lakwezinye indawo mina engiphethe uhlelo lanamhlanje ngononoza wakonuka umsijana wathakaliyawa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Freedom Pioneers of Africa lapho sixoxisana khona ukuthuthuka kukaZulu eAfrica lasemhlabeni wonke jikelele uhlelo le Freedom Pioneers of Africa lizabe likwethulela izikhulu ezichiyeneyo ngeviki ngeviki zikulandisela ama innovative ideas azo lokho kuza kuncedisa umlaleli ukuba unanzelele ukuthi iAfrica ilamathuba amaningi okuthuthuka ikusasa yeAfrica ikhangelelwa phansi ezikhathini eziningi kukanti iAfrica igcwele ikusasa elihle kakhulu ikakhulu nxa sikhangelele ezomnotho lentuthuko iFrederick Naumann Foundation for Freedom lilunga elizimele lodwa elisekela intuthuko eAfrica lasemhlabeni wonke jikelele. Ungabathola ebulenjini kusocial media Frederick Naumann Foundation Africa. Mlaleli, ngingakwakho kwethuleli iguest yanamhlanje, ngiza kunika information encane esiyithola ku-Freedom Pioneers of Africa. Ugatsha lezempila kahle iwu itshengisa ukuthi ama-percentage alitshumi lanhlanu i-15 emhlabeni wonke jikelele wabantu abakhubazekileyo. Kulawo ma-percentage, kula ma-percentage amabili kusiya kwamane wabantu abehluleka ukuzenzela. I-report yakuqala eyenziwa yiwu eminyakeni ka-2011 itshengisa ukuthi abantu abaningi abakhubazekileyo abenelisi ukuthola ama-services anjengemfundo, imisebenzi, i-transport, kanye le-information, okutsho ukuthi kulamathuba amaningi awe-innovation. Mlaleli, ngabe ngisakuqedela isikhathi sakho. Namhlanje i-guest esilaye emsakazweni ngumama uPortia Mavungo welizweni leSouth Africa owasungula i-Paratube. Uza kulandisela aphinde akuchazele ukuthi i-Paratube yini lokuthi yasungulwa nini. Mlaleli, ungixolele isikhulumi sethu. Sizasebenzisa ulimi lesiNgisi. Hello Miss Portia.
I created the Paratube because I wanted to restore dignity and independence to people who are wheelchair bound and as well as change the narrative of how people who are disabled and bound to a wheelchair are viewed in society.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
My name is Portia Mavungu from Pretoria, South Africa, and I am a Freedom Pioneer of Africa.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
So I was born on 3rd of February 1988 to a woman called Anna Munyadziwa Mavungu. And she worked as a domestic worker at an Indian family home in Lodium. That's where I grew up because the granny of the family sent me to school, she sent me to varsity, and she made sure that I received a life that any other child who needs to, especially a girl child needs to live, gets it. I was on a holiday with my cousins. We went to Durban and we had a little party and I fell off a three-story building and I fractured my pelvis and my arm. And I was in hospital. The day I remember that they rushed me to hospital and I actually stopped breathing and the nurse rushed me to ICU. And usually I still laugh at people who tell me the story, but when I experienced it, I realized it's actually true. I had this ventilation on me and there was a light, but it wasn't too dark. It wasn't too bright. And all the light said to me is, you have a purpose. And I believe that after the accident, being in hospital, looking at all the devices I can come up with to help somebody, that is my purpose. And I believe I am loving my purpose now. I knew I needed that to change the situation because being wheelchair bound is not as easy as a lot of people would think it is. There's two different levels to it. It's either you're born completely from a young age and learn to adapt to it, or it happens somewhere else in life where you're unable to adapt to it. And it affects your mental capacity. It affects your physical capacity. I needed my mother and granny to lift me off the wheelchair and put me onto the toilet. But mentally, it was also affecting me because both my mother and granny were old. And it was also affecting their backs. And I was constantly in pain because maneuvering myself from a wheelchair to the toilet is the most excruciating thing, especially once you just had an accident, whether you're living with it for the rest of your life. And I thought to myself, you know what? If I'm going to be in this situation for a short period of time, What about those who's going to live with this for the rest of their life or will go through the same situation in some way in their life?
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
So I knew that I needed to change the situation because I remember the one day when I was in hospital, the nurse came to me and I needed to use the bathroom. So she lifted up my backside and she put a bed pen underneath. So the bed pen is basically a steel circle shaped into a toilet to allow a person who is bedridden to use the toilet. So it's like a portable toilet. And she left me on the toilet for close to 35 minutes to 45 minutes. And I was in excruciating pain. And I was so angry because, I mean, I'm on a metal surface. I'm not supposed to be on a metal surface. I'm supposed to be completely on a bed made soft. And I can't even explain to you what pain I went through. And then after that, I started going to physio. And I started looking at the drip. There's like drip pipelines going running through the drip. I looked at all the physio equipment that was around me and looked at how the physio was helping me, lift me off and onto the wheelchair. I thought to myself, there could be a device that I could collectively make from every existing product that I've been using thus far. So my first initial idea was a piping running from the bed pen that's on a actual wheelchair that fits into a wheelchair so the person doesn't sit on the metal area with the piping running into the toilet. And the toilet has a suction device that pulls everything into the toilet so the person doesn't have to leave the wheelchair. But then I realized it's going to be too expensive for me to do that. So why not make a seating that converts into a toilet while the person is seated on the toilet? No metal bars to it. Stops you from having a lumbar spine scoliosis, which I suffer from right now. Breathable material so you don't have any sores while sitting on the wheelchair, and as well as you can wipe it. So it will convert. Once the wheelchair is closed and the wheelchair opens, you put in your disposable biodegradable bags and you can relieve yourself. Now, the disposable bags is basically the nappy material that we converted into a bag. So you don't have to sit for hours on end on a toilet pot. So with my story is in 2011, I knew no innovation company, no funding company, because at that time innovation wasn't that big in our country. And so one night as I was working at a telecommunications company, I wrote a letter and I CC'd every single PA of the ministerial line in South Africa at the union buildings. The Minister of Technology replied to me within 24 hours and says, there's a company called Technology Innovation Agency. And I applied to the Technology Innovation Agency and they gave me my first funding round of R1 million just based on the concept idea to do my research and development. And that's when my idea of the Paratroop came to life and then I invented the Paratroop.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
So some of the challenges that I faced in creating the Paratroop was finding the existing ecosystem we have within South Africa for entrepreneurs and innovators, understanding the institutions that actually fund our products, understanding the institutions that give us knowledge on how to run a business in a scalable and viable business, and as well as knowing where in Gauteng or where within South Africa is these hubs based so that we can approach them and find out, get more resources from them in order to take our products to life. My ultimate goal with the Paratroop is to see somebody using it and saying, this actually works for me. And also at the same time, changing at least 1% of the world's population that uses wheelchairs on a daily basis, changing the narrative there and bringing inclusivity for persons with disabilities and wheelchairs throughout the world, not just South Africa.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
What I need right now is the funding in order to move forward so that my last beta type can be created by my outsourced manufacturers and that we can start launching this product and selling it. Because the problem is there's so much of red tape and there's so many things that change on a yearly basis for entrepreneurs that we are not aware of. And then suddenly we get bombarded by these amounts of contracts that we have to sign. But people are not realizing we're trying to make a difference. We're trying to tackle the unemployment rate we have within the youth and within adults within South Africa. So what we need right now as PR Geological Solution is donations or investors to come into the company. And that's investors with the knowledge, the passion, and the know-how to make sure that PR Geological Solutions actually gets their vision and their mission correct.
If you're a budding entrepreneur interested in innovation within the African context, or just curious about digital developments on the continent, then maybe you should join the conversation with Freedom Pioneers of Africa. Catch weekly radio broadcasts where local community changemakers meet with global connectors to see how we can shift Africa's big thoughts into great opportunities. Tune in weekly from the beginning of May to the end of July 2022 and learn to innovate, improve, and implement change in your community whilst becoming a Freedom Pioneer of Africa. This initiative is proudly brought to you by the Friedrich Naumann Foundation for Freedom in Africa.
Wow, that was truly inspiring, wasn't it? The pure drive to help a community and better the lives of those in need is truly inspiring. So just a reminder, you still have an opportunity to win a prize worth 100 rands simply by getting involved in this conversation. Tell me, why do you think Porsche's innovation will be successful? And just, you know, your thoughts about the way this paratube is going to help people in need. So anyways, I have the pure pleasure of introducing you to a global connector, someone who's going to offer Porsche insights into technology, digitization, and innovation, and hopefully steer her to global success.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Porsche, hello.
Hello, this is Bianca Pretorius calling from Germany. I'm a startup pitch coach and I've seen your invention and I would love to talk to you about Paratube. Is that okay?
Wow, this is amazing. Yes, it would be my honor, please.
Fantastic. So after seeing thousands of inventions and innovations and tech ideas throughout the world, I thought Paratube is such an interesting thing. So let me get this right. You went and you had an accident and you had the hardship of people in wheelchairs yourself. And then you invented this idea. And what happened the last years? Why is it not already in every hospital out there?
You know, in the beginning, when I came up with this idea, I did not know, firstly, I would be an innovator. Secondly, I didn't know I was going to start a business. So, you know, the research and development of trying to actually get the support that you quite need within, you know, your space of how you're going to move forward with the idea. I did not know of any incubator or any grant system that we had within South Africa that could actually help me move my idea forward. So during these years, we've been going through numerous testing. We've been raising funds for, which is still hard, for to get our product to the last prototype level so we can retest it for the third time. And we're getting feedback from, you know, potential buyers as well as doctors and nurses and other people that's been in the situation as well. And also take into consideration that this is a product for a human being. So there's a lot of things we have to take into consideration for that as well. And with regards to, you know, IP and trademarks, that also takes a lot of time, but we have to make sure that the product, the IP is also protected. So that has been our main reason why we haven't reached the market just yet.
You have this product that works and that does not exist in the market yet globally. If one Googled it and I Googled it for a few minutes, it's not foundable. So the problem is unsolved and you have the solution in your hands. That means the next step is that people that deal with this in their professional life know about this existence. So it's probably less the end consumers and people that watch television. That's also nice for, I don't know, getting to know you and be inspired. But business-wise, the step two is get a video, maybe a pitch deck, maybe a 5-minute pitch ready, showing the product, demonstrating the usage of the product in the most specific and even shockingly way that people understand how it works, and then send it to people that you can find on LinkedIn, that you can find on even Facebook, any hospitals you can get your hands dirty with to talk to. And then maybe the last step would be to see whether you can team up with people that you're not alone and that you can get the hardships of getting your product in this conservative old school market is not being able to tackle by this young woman alone, but together with a Dev Advice Fair team that speaks the culture, because in the end, your product makes sense. That's the only thing that counts.
And there's just one other question I would like to ask you, ma'am. Do you have any advice, personal advice for me in terms of the soft skills that I need to work on or that I need in order to be a successful entrepreneur and hopefully reach the global market?
Yes, let me try. So I would say in the entrepreneurship, the core and the foundation of everything is that the founder is determined to get this baby into reality, to get this to the market. What I was wondering is, because the different market segments of software or hardware in medtech or in fintech are so wildly different, that also that as an entrepreneur, you basically need to be able to almost shape shift your personality. Knowing truly who you are and why you do that will always be at the heart of everything. But it probably doesn't need to be the thing that we put outside, because not everybody rings the same bell when they hear that story. So I would look into yourself from all the different personality traits you have, the persistent entrepreneur that won't leave the door until she speaks to the right person that can do the decision. And also the empathic listener that listens to the users and wants to actually help the human. And then the creative growth hacking entrepreneur that knows, okay, I'm going to tap to this and make here a deal that she does help me with the business development. So these different personas that all of us humans have within ourselves, we're not just Anna, the person who's always this, or Mike, the person who's always like this, but we are so diverse inside of ourselves that I would cultivate those different little power ranges you have within inside yourself and then play them according to need. That means the soft skill of being adjustable to what lies in front of you and let go of the own identity that you think you are in order to get what you want. I already added you on Instagram and followed I followed the company. So I'm happy to talk to you whenever, and hopefully soon we see this product everywhere.
I pray so too. Thank you so much, Bianca.
My absolute pleasure. All the best and love to you, to Pretoria.
Love to you too in Germany, Berlin. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
There was the interview between Portia and Bianca Pretorius. Thank you so much for that interview. Right now, it is that time of the day for you to come through via calling. The question is, do you think Portia's innovation will be successful and why? Oh, look, we got a caller coming right up. Caller, you live.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, love?
I'm fine. The question was whether I think Podia's, thing that she invented would be successful. My answer is, I think it would be successful if Bianca advised her to try and shift her personality and in herself and playing according to the needs of the people. I think many companies are interested in this invention, because even the hospitals, as they said in the interview, the hospitals are interested. It's just the fact that she doesn't have the funds and all those, but I think it would be possible.
Yeah, well, we have a caller online. Hello, caller.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm going to ask you some few questions before we proceed. Can you tell me your name? What's your name?
My name is Kuromine Kandetu. I'm from Hobabas.
What are your thoughts on the paratube?
The paratube, I think it's best because, you know, the people who live with disability are people that really get frustrated sometimes when they don't get help on time. So I think the Pirate Cube will be something that will be very successful because it will be helping those people whenever there is no one to help them around. Because, you know, it's not all the time that they will be having people that should come help them, because people also do have other personal things to attend to. So when that person is not available, this disabled person really gets frustrated because they can't get the help they need, because they need to move on their own. So I really think it's something that will be very good, mm-hmm. and it will be successful because it will bring a change in the disabled people's life.
Hi, my name is Reshmi, and I think that the Paratube will be really successful. A lot of thought and consideration has been put into it. I think Portia's innovation will be successful. She seems like a smart and determined girl, and she will move forward with her ideas and the invention that she's created. I think technology needs to be improved to support individuals with disabilities, whether it be small, medium, or larger scales of the disabilities, so that they can integrate into society better. I think if I had to come up with an idea or develop technology to help our community, is to help people identify within our community what their disabilities are, whether it be small, medium, or larger scales. And the technology would help them to overcome these challenges and realize that whatever issues that they have, they have the support. They will have the support and the tech to help them overcome these challenges.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.